North Star Academy's board meeting held May 1st, 2025 is called to order at 4:38 p.m. at North Star Academy in Bluffdale. Those in attendance are me, Sydney Warnick.
Tana Archer.
Diana Seidel.
Kamala Fever.
Kathy Hurst.
Nicole Jones.
Bob Bell.
Bart Sloan.
Hannah Jones.
Okay. First on the agenda is public comment for our Carnegie Math Curriculum second comment period and our 2025-2026 fee schedule. This is our first public comment period. Doesn't look like we have any public comment. Do we want to just go right to celebrations before we go to our closed session?
Do you mind?
No, I do not.
I didn't get confirmation they could come until after we'd already finalized
that. Totally fine.
Yep. I want to switch the agenda. Are you guys okay with that?
Yep, yes.
Awesome. Okay. Well, let's jump into celebrations. So some of the great things that we love about North Star is this first one, which is student compacting. And so, as you know, students have an opportunity to compact within the classroom or to compact and go work with our enrichment specialist. But these two ladies that are here today made this contraption, and I'm going to have them explain it if that's okay. But first, this is Cadence and Charlotte, and they were able to compact out of which subject?
LA.
Language arts? Mm-hmm. Okay, so out of language arts, they were doing some compacting in the advanced class, and so you began working on this project with our enrichment specialist, Mrs. Van Leuven, correct? Mm-hmm. Will you tell a little bit about how you chose it and what you guys chose to do?
First, we did a Newton's Cradle, and it was in the same kit, so we
decided
to try it.
Awesome. Yeah. Will you explain what that first one is, in case people don't maybe remember?
Yeah, I'm like...
A Newton's Cradle, it's kind of like, it's a box thingy. So there's like a little box, and then there's like five little marble balls that hang down, and you lift one up, and the energy transfers through each ball until the other one goes out. And usually it lasts for
so
a really
like
long time.
A cradle that rocks.
Okay. I didn't know it was called that, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, just wanted to make another one because we had extra time.
Cool.
And so now you share a little bit about what this one is and what it does?
Yeah.
It's a hydraulic excavator. And if you pull out or push in the little syringes, then it moves the excavator and you can scoop up the stuff. So it's like water pounding.
Oh, wow.
So since it's on half, and the water doesn't run out.
It's okay. Machine operating is a hard one.
Yeah.
It's a skill.
Yes. Creating is one thing. Now operating, it's a whole nother, huh?
Okay.
Ooh, did it. Yeah.
And did you two get an opportunity to present it to your class when you came back? And so, and what else, what were some of the things you were able to share with them about it? Did you just show them how it worked, or did you talk a little bit about how it was created, or what did you share?
Basically, just how it worked.
Mostly how it worked?
We showed them.
Awesome.
They actually really cared on how we made it.
These are all connected.
So they learned just before presenting that water and the air in the line messes it up. And so they had to go and take the syringe and fill it with more water.
Our last compacting class, we had to fix it because it. So then it did it again, where there's too much air pressure, so you just have to get the water right, and then there's no air.
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, I think there's so much we can learn from mistakes and from the errors. I think that's how a lot of the greatest things have been invented is through those mistakes, and so. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming and sharing a little bit about some like one example of compacting and what's going on with that. So great job, ladies. Thanks so much for coming.
And show us how smart you are, because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
All right. And so tomorrow after announcements, listen to your name, and then I have a special water bottle and a little thing to say thanks for coming tonight for you guys, okay?
All right.
Awesome. Kay. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks,
unless you guys
ladies.
Have any other questions for them.
No, that was awesome. Yeah.
I think it was definitely worth celebrating, and so I wanted to share what you guys were doing.
Yeah, this is instant snow.
It's instant snow?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, does it feel like wet at all?
So, yeah. Yeah, you add so water, like powder, and it becomes really
kind of.
Oh. It's like crushed up orbs.
Because
It's a physical change.
So it feels like the stuff that comes out of diapers.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's cool. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, ladies. Appreciate you guys coming.
Yep.
All right. We'll pause celebrations there then. Want to do that?
Yep.
And then we'll continue after.
Yep.
Everyone do it.
Okay. So next on the agenda is moving into a closed session. Would someone like to make a motion?
I, Bob Bell, move that we go into a closed session to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual pursuant to Utah Code
524205IA. I second.
Okay, moved by Bob and seconded by Cammie to move into a closed session. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Voting is unanimous. We will go into a closed session at 4:44.